Well, greetings to you today. This is Steve Clark, and this is day 6 in a study that I'm doing for the Daily Inspiration on the Book of Proverbs. Day 1, which would have been the 16th, we looked at or just kind of introduction, and then the 17th and 18th, we talked about the fear of the Lord. 19th and 20th, we talked about wisdom. And today, we could spend a lot more time on both those subjects, fear of the Lord and wisdom, but wisdom, there's many verses in Proverbs that we didn't even get a chance to look at or discuss at all, but hopefully I've whetted your appetite that you would also go through the book of Proverbs and look for these things, and not only for yourself, but as I've been encouraging people this week to teach Proverbs to your family, your daily devotions, teach Proverbs, and have your older or your teenagers or your young people read the proverb of the day. Today's the 20th, so they would read Proverbs 20. And have them do that, but don't just have them read it, but you have questions for them, and you have things for them to look for, and you have things to discuss with them about it. Interact with your young people. I just really encourage you to do that. I've encouraged you all week on that, so I hope they say that it takes quite a few times of saying something before it actually gets into a practical way in a person's life. So I hope this can be a practical way in your life, having daily inspirations, daily devotions for your family, and even teaching out of the book of Proverbs, having them read the book of Proverbs. And today's theme, what I want to look at, one of the major themes in the book of Proverbs is the fool. It's the fool here in the fool is described in many different ways, and it's my theory or idea, but I think it's more than just an idea out of my own head, but it's based on God's word, and what he says in the book of Proverbs, excuse me, and other places in the Bible, and this is it. This is my theory, or this is my idea. If we get our children or young people to recognize and identify the fool out of the book of Proverbs, they will not go the way of the fool. They will want to be a person who walks in wisdom. We lift up wisdom to them, and we lift up the things that wisdom does and the way that wisdom walks in 2014. And we also show the fool, and we show how his way, and we show practically how he walks in 2014 and how his road, where his path leads. And all the things about the fool, I really believe that if we can put that in the hearts of our young people, they're going to want to be like the wise person. They're not going to want to be like the fool. And if we start at an early age teaching them these things, I believe it'll make a lot of difference whether they will depart from the faith and just go to the world or whether they will walk in wisdom and find Jesus Christ as their Savior, the one who is all wisdom. As we talked about the other day, wisdom is an attribute of God. So the fool. There's a lot of synonyms, I think, for the fool in the book of Proverbs, and I'm going to give you a few. I'm not sure, I don't think this is a complete list, but one is the simple. Talks about the simple person. And we could look at some verses on some of these, I guess. I didn't really think about doing that, but I can think I can find one here. Quickly about the simple. Okay, in chapter 1, verse 4, it says, to give subtly or to give discretion to the simple, to the young men knowledge and discretion. So the simple person, would be one synonym to the fool. Another one is scorner, another synonym. Of course, we have fool, or we have fools, plural, in Proverbs. We also have the foolish, and we also have sinners, the word sinners. And also the froward is another synonym, the wicked. And also it talks several places in Proverbs about the strange woman, and I believe that's also talking about this kind of person. So we know out of Proverbs 22:5, it says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction drives it far from him. So foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. I think I said the first day, I said that before the internet, before the communication system was, even before television and telegraph and all, or not television, but telephone and telegraph and all the media, all those things that have sped up everything, the fool, he didn't have much of a platform to stand on. He could talk to his parents, he could talk to, you know, the people around him, and many times they would say, oh, you're talking foolishly, or, you know, that's not good, and they can instruct this person, and they can teach this person. But now, with Facebook and with all these things, the fool, he has a platform to stand on. He can actually say foolish things, write foolish things, and write about his foolish actions, and he has the whole world to listen to him. Anybody who would want to, you know, be on his Facebook page or whatever, and he even has other fools writing and encouraging him in his foolishness. It's a lot different in today's day and age than it was back 100 years ago or more, or 50 years ago or more. It doesn't go back that far. This whole social media is only 10 or 20 years old. And so foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. The rod of correction drives it far from him. And I think the reason why we're seeing a lot of young people leave the faith is because they have a platform to voice their foolishness to other fools who will agree with them and encourage them in their foolishness. Well, some of the things about fools, we're going to look at a few things here. The fool lacks wisdom. Wisdom is actually beyond his grasp. Proverbs 24, verse 7 says, 24:7. Wisdom is too high for a fool. It's too high. Wisdom is beyond a fool's grasp. And that's why, like in Proverbs chapter 1, where wisdom cries out, but they despise wisdom. And he said, okay, well, I'm gonna mock when your fear comes. I'm not going to be there to give you. You're going to try to find me, but you're not going to find me. You're not going to find wisdom, because it's just beyond your grasp. Also, the fool despises wisdom and discipline. And we read that, the one verse in Proverbs, we didn't read this one yet today, but 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So fools despise wisdom and instruction. They despise discipline. Chapter 15, verse 5 says, along the same line here, 15:5 says, the fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. We might look at that a little bit tomorrow, or some tomorrow, about the instruction of the father and mother. I'm not sure which way to go. There's few things I want to talk about, and I'm running out of time. Fool, he mocks sin. Chapter 14, verse 9 says, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. And one of the really great things about Proverbs, it contrasts the wise and the foolish, back and forth. in different words. It's not always wise, it's not always foolish, but in different words. And it's a real blessing to be able to see that, to be able to encourage our young people to go the way of the wise person. Also, the fool is quarrelsome. Chapter 20, verse 3 says, "It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling, will be quarrelsome, will be getting his nose into other people's business." And he will try to get people to, you know, argue with him or whatever. Also, the fool is licentious, which means promiscuous and unprincipled in sexual matters. Chapter 7, verse 22 says, "He goeth, this fool, he goeth after her, this strange woman, straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks." He's just going to go after this strange woman. He is promiscuous. He is licentious, unprincipled in sexual matters. And also the fool, it's futile to try to give the fool instruction. Chapter 16, verse 22. And that's why I say to start early before your children have been, get to a place in their teens and early 20s and that where, you know, they maybe are making very bad choices, and it's very hard to reach them at that point. 16:22, it says, "Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly." To instruct a fool, it's folly. That doesn't mean it's impossible, but a lot of the times they're not going to listen. Well, I need to close here. My time is running out, but I want to talk, I want to just share that there's five types of fools described in the Institute in Basic Youth Conflicts. This is the Men's Manual, Volume 1, and there's five types of fools that he talks about. I'm going to read through these quickly. The simple fool, he is without knowledge and easily seduced. That's the simple fool. Number two is the reactionary fool. He simply wants his own way. Number three is the silly fool. He is only interested in a good time. Number four is the scorning fool. He has rejected truth and delights in mocking Christians and their standards. And then five, the committed fool. He is the victim of his own passions. So that gives us a little bit of a insight, I guess, into who the fool is, the scorner, the mocker, the simple one. There's many things that could be talked about concerning this person, this type of person, this type of these type of people. I'm running out of time here, so I'm going to close. But Lord willing, we'll have one more day in this study of Proverbs, and I think we're going to look at least a different side of this or something else here. So God bless you. Lord willing, we'll meet again tomorrow. Thanks for calling in.